Are they cheating?
Chances are, yep, they're cheating.
But just to make sure, it's the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB.
There's a lot of things on this week's War of the Roses that you kind of got to pay attention to. For example, Jenna doesn't live here. She's never even been to Minnesota. You listen on iHeartRadio in Sacramento, right?
Yeah, I found you guys on iHeart, and I just think you're funnier than the radio stations near me. So I've been a listener for a couple of years now.
I appreciate that.
Thank
you. There's some good radio stations in Sacramento, so I really appreciate that. I don't know if we're funnier. Yeah. I think maybe we just, we play better music or we come in better. I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, it's on iHeartRadio, and I think that's cool that you've never been to Minnesota, but you listen to us.
Yeah.
You've heard us do War of the Roses, Jenna, so you never thought you'd be on War of the Roses until something happened just this past Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah. So I recently had a baby, and my mom lives in L.A., so she can't really visit as much as she would like. So we FaceTime every week, and so I was FaceTiming with her on Sunday, and she started laughing during the FaceTime and was like, oh, my God, you have to see what Oreo is doing. That's her cat. and very common name, I guess. But she turned her phone around to show me that, like, the cat, it looked like he was typing on the computer. He was, like, calling the keys. And it was funny, and we laughed at it. But then I saw on her computer that a tab for Adult Friend Finder, that, like, hookup and dating website.
Oh, yeah, I know what Adult Friend Finder is because I had a friend tell me about it.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was open on her computer. And at first I thought maybe I had seen it wrong, and maybe it was like an ad or something. So when she moved her phone, I didn't want to like let her know that I had seen something like that. So I just kind of said, oh, hey, let me see Oreo again. The baby likes it. And so she flipped the phone back, and it was Adult Friend Finder, which I just think is astounding. Like, I don't know. I would never have thought my 49-year-old mother would be cheating on my dad. So, I mean, I told my husband about it, and he was like, don't get involved. But I have to know what's going on.
No, you got to know what's going on. But I'm going to warn you that once we make this phone call,
yeah, you may not want to know.
There's no going back. I mean, even if mom is not, she's going to know that you suspected that she was. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So the entire screen wasn't Adult Friend Finder. It was just one of those tabs, like it's, Yahoo and Google and ESPN. And one of the tabs it literally says Adult Friend Finder.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, in case you don't know what Adult Friend Finder is, I'm going to guess you do.
Okay.
But if you've never heard of it before, it's basically a hookup and dating site.
Yeah.
It's not really looking for friends to go to the farmer's market with.
Right,
it's a hookup and a dating site.
Right.
So you're like, oh, my God, mom does not. Of course you wouldn't want to think your mom is on Adult Friend Finder looking for hookups or dating.
No.
But is it one of those things where everybody gets curious just to go see what it is?
Well, also, a lot of people think that their parents are so happy because they want them to be happy and they seem happy, but sometimes they're not in a happy relationship.
I mean,
I knew their marriage. I mean, no marriage is perfect, but I don't know. I thought they were still happy enough that she wouldn't need to go on Adult Friend Finder.
Well, and they can still be happy. It could be like, you know, we've had several people on the show in the last month or so who were pretty happy in their relationship, but they wanted to see other people for different reasons. But still, that's not something you want to think of your mom as like, okay, we're pretty happy, but we're going to have an open marriage. All right. Well, listen, here's what we can do. I just want to warn you that once we call mom and set this trap for her, even if she's innocent and she pulled it up by mistake somehow, or she was just curious, now you've opened up a whole can of worms where you're like, nah, mom, I was wondering about you. So you can back out of this now if you want to.
Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, you don't want to back out. Okay. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make the phone call in a couple of seconds. We'll say we're calling from mom's bank or her cable company. Fallon does that. And then we say, great, take this survey, customer satisfaction survey. At the end of the survey, we're going to send you to a restaurant. Can you Google a nice restaurant in L.A.? Because I don't know where people go in L.A. that's like in a, I don't know.
You don't know what's hot in L.A., Dave? That's so surprising.
I don't. Do they have a TGI Fridays out there?
I think so. I'm Googling it.
So we're going to send Mom to a nice romantic restaurant, whatever. And then we'll ask, well, great, that's perfect. Who do you want to bring along with you so we can make the reservation and put a little welcoming card on the table, whatever. That's when we'll find out. What's your dad's name?
Michael.
So it better be Michael. If it's anybody else, like Wayne or Dennis, you know, like old man names, yep. Wayne and Dennis, right. then we're going to get suspicious.
Yep. Then we're going to know. We're going to know if she's up to something.
All right. Stay there, Jenna. Yeah. We'll be right back and we'll make a phone call. Meantime, what do you think? Is it number one? Let me ask you, as you listen to War of the Roses, is it any of her business? Maybe it's none of her business. Let me know. Do you think that, have you ever opened up Adult Friend Finder just to see what it is, even though you would never join Adult Friend Finder?
Or have you, like, caught your, like, parents up to something, like, found evidence against one of your parents, and how did you handle it?
That's a really good one. What if you found out your mom was seeing somebody else, your dad was cheating? Did you say anything, or did you just say, you know what, they're adults?
Yeah.
I'm not getting in the middle of this one, or maybe you did. What happened? Let us know your experience with any of this. Send me a text at KDWB1. Or call me before we do War of the Roses. Talk to some people really quick at 651-989-KDWB. Hang on, the phone call is coming up next. Partway through War of the Roses, basically she is on FaceTime with her mom. And her mom's showing her the cat, how the cat's playing with a computer, batting around something. And she's like, oh, look, there's little Oreo. And he's like batting around, oh, look. And she's got the phone pointed at the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And she notices a tab on the computer that's Adult Friend Finder. Now, you know what Adult Friend Finder is. It's a hookup website. And she's like, oh, my God, is my mom on Adult Friend Finder? So before we make the phone call to mom to see, we're going to set the trap and say, hey, guess what? We're your bank and we're going to give you a survey. And if you take the survey to say thank you, we're going to send you to a romantic dinner.
Right.
Well, then hopefully mom will pick dad. Even if she does pick dad, it doesn't prove anything.
Right.
It just maybe helps a little bit. Yeah. All right. Before we do that, let me talk to Ashley. Ashley, you heard part one of War of the Roses. What are you thinking?
I think she should be careful what she wishes for on this one.
Why?
When I was 17, I, you know, snooping on my parents' computer and found kind of a very similar website back in like 2007 and found out that my parents were actually swingers.
Oh, man. Surprise.
It scarred me for life.
Did you find out anything more than that they were swingers? Did you find out where they met and how often or anything? Or was it just, that's enough and I don't want to know anymore?
No, I did. I confronted my mom about it and they opened up to me about it. And they ended up having a girlfriend who became like kind of like a second mom to me. It was so weird.
It's so weird.
But yeah, it was a very shocking thing. And at that point, they decided to be more open with me about it. So they're like, oh, we're going to have a party. You need to be on this weekend. And I'm like, ew, okay, bye.
Wow.
That's a little too open. Because sometimes, parent, you still got to shield your kid from a little bit. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they tried, but then she busted them. And so yeah, then she had to like, yeah, but you're right. They should have probably hosted somewhere else.
Probably should have reeled back some of the information in general. A lot of people are texting something similar to you saying that they're guessing that the parents might be swingers. That's a lot of the text coming.
Tell me about your parents. I'm just curious, not to get too sidetracked, but your relationship with your parents now. Fine, good. They still swingers or what's up?
They're not anymore. They moved to Florida like 6 years ago and they live a normal life. I guess they're not swingers anymore. They haven't really said anything and I haven't noticed anything.
Okay,
so.
Gotcha. Wow, that
they're
is
really
so
open with me about it.
What happened to their girlfriend that was like a mom to you?
She's still here in Minnesota and she is like another grandma to my son.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very weird.
Yeah.
I can hear there's still a little exasperation in your voice, but Ashley, thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for listening. We got another one here, Greg, with maybe a whole different viewpoint. Greg, she thinks mom is on Adult Friend Finder because she saw it open during a FaceTime call. What do you think, Greg?
Well, somebody's on because you don't accidentally put icons on your computer. And another question I'd have is somebody else using mom's computer?
Mm.
And that's a possibility, too.
Yeah.
What if maybe dad's on the computer,
yeah,
maybe the cleaning lady's on the computer, maybe she's got a little sister or something. You never know what cleaning ladies are up to. They're so shady.
What are you talking about?
Greg, thanks for calling in. Let's make the phone call. You ready?
Sure.
Right now on KDWB.
For completing that survey today, we're going to get you dinner for two. It should be beautiful right now. It's a restaurant called and we'll set that up for you. It is a nicer place, so we leave name cards on the table so that you know where you're going. And obviously, we have your name, Linda. Is it okay if we get the name of your guest?
Oh, yes. That's really nice. Michael.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, I have to let you in on a little secret right now, Mom. And this is not what it seems to be. This is kind of a little setup here. Yeah, I know. And this is, especially talking to a mom, this is like really awkward for me. But it's all good, I think, because my name is Dave. I am in Minnesota, and I work at a radio station in Minnesota, along with Fallon, the woman who just gave you the survey. And we do the morning show here. So, So the reason we're calling you is because your daughter, Jenna, listens to our morning show over the internet on iHeartRadio, and she knows that we do this thing every Thursday where we call somebody and set a little trap for them to see if they'll send roses to the right person or send roses to somebody they're not supposed to or want to go to dinner with somebody they're not supposed to or whether they pick the person they're supposed to. So Jenna is on the phone right now. Say hi, Jenna, so your mom knows this is legit.
Hi, Mom. Honey, what is going on?
Well, this is where it gets, and I warned her about this, is going to get awkward, but that's what we do is we do awkward. So she was on FaceTime with you on Sunday, and she saw something that made her wonder if you are seeing somebody besides your husband.
Jenna, do you want to explain what, Jenna, tell her what happened.
Well, when you were showing me what Oreo was doing with the computer, I saw adult friend finder open on the computer.
Adult friend finder? Honey, I can't believe you didn't just ask me about it. Why would you like call a radio station? Why didn't you just ask me about it?
I mean, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but...
Oh my God, wait a minute. That's your dad's computer. I wasn't even on my computer at that time. You're talking about when we FaceTimed, like, last week, and I was talking about Oreo?
About? On Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, I was on Dad's computer.
Oh, my God. Mom, I'm so sorry.
Obviously, there's got to be a reasonable explanation for that. Your dad's a good husband. He's a good father. I mean, there's no way that he's on this, whatever this adult finder, com thing is. I'm not even familiar with it. I can't imagine that your dad would do that. So there's got to be a reasonable explanation. So I don't want you to worry about that. Okay. Jenna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
I love you, honey. Okay.
I love you.
Okay. So there you go. Wow.
Yay.
Okay.
Dad is surfing the internets.
Okay. It's very possible that Dad just went on Adult Friend Finder, not to look for somebody, but to find out what it's like. When you are surfing the Porn, you will get links that say, hey, you want to check out this website?
No.
And then you go, oh, I might. What's it all about? Not that you ever want to really sign up for Adult Friend Finder or whatever it is. And there's all kinds of things you can sign up when you're on the internet. But he might have just gone over and looked.
Someone texted in earlier before we even did that part too. I can picture my mom innocently saying, I thought it was to find friends in my area, which I could see someone being confused about that. I don't know.
We have an attorney on the phone because every time we do this, we talk to Jonathan Fogel, a family law attorney in practice for over 25 years. And he's done probably hundreds of divorces. And we'll get to that and how to get a hold of Jonathan in a second. Good morning, counselor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Did judges call people in, like yourself, a lawyer? Do they say, counselor, will you approach the bench? Is that just in movies, or is that a real thing?
They do that. That is actually a real thing.
Is that because
with Zoom, they just say, counselor, can you go to a breakout room?
Okay, I was going to say, is that because you're getting lippy?
Well, I have to say that has happened, yes. I did that
well, he's assertive. I mean, you want an assertive attorney up there. You don't want somebody going, yeah, okay, I guess you'll pay him everything and give him the cabin and the cars, too. I mean, you want somebody fighting for you, right?
Yeah, that's right. They don't pay me to be nice all the time.
Okay. Well, what did you hear in today's War of the Roses, or what's your takeaway?
Well, you know, my takeaway was I don't have a specific story for this, but it reminded me of this phenomenon that's been happening over the last 5 to 10 years, and it's known as gray divorces, or they call them silver divorces, which refers to, like, the increasing trend of divorce rates for couples over the age of 50 and in longtime marriages. Because what it shows us since 1990 that actually divorces for younger people has been decreasing, but for divorces for people over the age of 50 has actually doubled since 1990. And for those over 65, the divorce rates have tripled.
Which, you know, you think for a couple of things. I don't want to get too deep into it. I know you have more to say, but it's like, my God, okay, you're 65 years old. Ride it out for another 20 years max. But then at the same time, you might say, if you've spent the last 40 years with this person and you're miserable and you've only got a finite period of time to live, I mean, 20 years or whatever, then go be finally happy.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people who
wants... I think you're absolutely right. That's what's happening. I think what's causing it, what they're saying is causing it, is people have longer life expectancy, right? So they're saying, hey, I'm 65. I do have longer to live now. And why should I continue to live when I'm really unhappy? And people have more financial independence. And also, a lot of times, as you hear a lot, people say, well, I'm going to stay together for the kids. So when people become empty nesters, they realize, I don't really like the other person that I'm spending time with, and they end up getting divorced.
You know what? I've seen it happen. There's been people that are like friends of ours and people around the Chan happening area where I've seen that happen. So if mom and dad are getting a divorce, or maybe you're 45 or 55 or 65, listening to the show and thinking about this one, what do we need to learn about a gray divorce? Maybe watch for this. I'm going to guess that probably most people who are hearing this have parents that are in that age bracket. Maybe. So what can we learn about this for mom and dad?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, if you're seeing them on the Adult Friend Finder, that may be an indication that a divorce may be imminent, or they're just looking for someone to spend some time down at Lake Harriet. I don't know.
Oh, beautiful area.
You know, the thing that the consequences of a gray divorce are different than their younger counterparts that are getting divorced. One, rebuilding after a divorce when you're in your 60s is much more difficult because you don't have a lot of work ahead of you, right? I know for me, I'll be working till I'm 80, but some people aren't able to do that. And so it's harder to rebuild after a divorce and can be devastating.
Yeah, for sure.
The other thing, a lot of times people have been out of the workforce for so long at that age, and it's almost impossible to get back into the workforce when you're going through a gray divorce.
If you haven't worked in since you were 45 and now you're 65, that would be tough. And number three.
Yeah. And number three is kids, right? We always think that, oh, kids, when they're younger, it's really tough to get divorced. But when they're older, what we're seeing with gray divorces is adult kids really take sides in a divorce. Not necessarily emotionally, like a young kid that gets put in the middle, but is angry at one parent or the other and can really put the parents in a very difficult situation. It can kind of tear apart families, which is really sad.
So if there's maybe something to learn there, if your mom and dad are of that divorce age, then don't get mad at one parent, even if you won't, because that parent could be totally shut out from everybody's lives, no grandkids, no Christmas visits, that type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't, you know, we have kids, much like this episode showed us, we don't know everything that our parents are doing. We don't know all their entire lives. We see them as parents, right? But we also have to realize they also have lives outside of being parents.
Get a hold of Jonathan Fogel at FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L, FogelFamilyLaw.com. Schedule your free consultation. Counselor, thank you very much for your service today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, you guys have a great week and enjoy your weekend.
You bet.